Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities April monthly podcast. U.S. growth expectations were bolstered in April by an increasingly rapid vaccination program, which should clear the path toward a summer reopening with greatly increased economic activity. Data releases support these expectations. The March jobs report showed a strong gain in payrolls, consumer price inflation rose more than expected, as did retail sales, and GDP growth accelerated into the quarter. President Biden unveiled a further two-part economic plan, a $2.25 trillion infrastructure spending plan over 8 years, expected to be funded by corporate tax increases, and a $1.8 trillion spending over 10 years on child care, education, and tax cuts and credits, which are expected to be funded by higher personal taxes. While these data points would typically result in higher U.S. Treasury yields, instead, they closed the month lower, an indication that stronger data had been discounted, and a recognition that additional fiscal spending will be distributed across a much longer period and offset by tax increases. In terms of portfolio changes over the month, headline duration decreased by almost 2 years as yields rallied, and as we continued to readjust longer duration positions to shorter dated key rates. A small profit was realized in the U.S.-Germany 10-year as that spread compressed from over 200 basis points to 181 basis points by month end. Both high yield and investment grade credit were slightly reduced as spreads tightened. In high yield, about 0.5% of energy was added while reducing sub-financials and industrials for an overall net reduction. In investment grade credit, mainly financials and industrials were cut as spreads tightened over the month. In emerging markets, the local Indian rates position was reduced on the back of a worsening pandemic in the subcontinent. In developed currencies, the short euro currency position became flat through long calls going in the money. In terms of performance for April, duration and yield curve positioning was the most significant contributor, mainly as a result of overall long U.S. and short German duration exposures. Foreign exchange positioning was positive, mainly due to long Brazilian real, as well as Canadian dollar and Chinese yuan positions. Emerging market debt also contributed to performance, mainly from long rate exposures in Indonesia and Brazil. Investment grade and high yield credit exposure, mainly in energy and financials, were positive for returns. Peripheral Europe was also a slight contributor as a result of short 10-year Italian Treasury exposures. So for the outlook going forward, Western Asset expects the second half of the year should see very strong growth in GDP as the world economy reopens on continued progress with the COVID vaccination rollout. That stated, we are cautious about extrapolating short-term cyclical boosts into a presumption of a higher secular trend rate of growth or inflation. The secular challenges that have kept U.S. and global growth to a moderate pace at best over the last several decades, the stagnation of Western society's middle-class wages, aging demographics, and rising global debt burdens still remain in place. Moreover, the small and medium-sized business destruction in many countries not seen since the Great Depression may take years to replace. Given this backdrop, Western Asset expects central banks to remain extraordinarily accommodative for the foreseeable future. So this concludes our podcast for April. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.